One of the richly rewarding elements of birding is friendship. We forge many warm ties with kindred spirits. I met my friend Stephen Ingram about 10 years ago when we spent a lovely day in the Sac Zim Bog in the company of a northern hawk owl. Since then, our paths have crossed at birding festivals, and in 2014, he invited me along on a birding tour to Germany, Austria, and Hungary to test the new Zeiss Victory SF binoculars. In October, he'll be one of the leaders when I go to Cuba. Steve is also one of my friends on Facebook. I love his posts. They're virtually always nothing but lovely photos of birds and natural landscapes, often enhanced with Steve's lyrical and evocative prose. And this year, he started posting a poem of the day, showing a really cool, inventive side. I was tickled by his poem for March 16th, which he wrote from his home in Kennebunk, Maine. I opened the back deck door to chase a squirrel from the bird feeders, only to be hit square in the ear by a cardinal song, first of the season. Spring come calling loud and clear. It even made me more kindly disposed for a second to the squirrel before I chased it away. Spring comes as a cure for many ills, but not all of them. And for Robert Frost's birthday, March 26th, he wrote, "A month from now, the woods at Laudholm will be alive with bird song, but these last days of March, even with the earth now tipped toward the sun, you mostly hear the chill wind in the treetops and the distant sound of surf. But wait, is that the far-off drumming of a grouse?" And there, toward the marsh, a single red-winged blackbird calls, and of course a few robins in flight and song, and the ever-present crows. And yet I am unprepared for the vernal pool along the musky trail, loud, surprising, startlingly loud, with the mating chorus of wood frogs. I cannot quite believe my ears, and so bushwhack a bit for a confirming glimpse of bulbous eyes breaking the still surface deep in the tangle of the pool. Does spring come riding in on this rough chorus of clicks and grunts, raucous, rude, and grating on the ear? And yet, this March day, I would not presume to ask or dare to hope for any sweeter song. That was Stephen Ingram, and I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.